Good morning, everyone. So the conventional organizational chart in the federal intelligence agency apparatus may be at odds with the reality in this murky story we're going to get into for the next few minutes. The FBI is for domestic law enforcement. The CIA is all about covert operations abroad, right? Well, not so fast. Keeping the federal government from spying on Americans has been in practice difficult for administrations who've committed all sorts of sins in the cause of national security. And with the call for investigators to share intelligence agency to agency, the CIA wants to know what the FBI is doing and vice versa. In our time, the FBI spends lots of time investigating outside the U.S. President Nixon, you'll recall, spied on his political enemies. So the CIA's prohibition on domestic surveillance has been violated many times, and the domestic and overseas spying missions have become increasingly blurred in the post-9/11 era. That doesn't mean there's any excuse for domestic surveillance on the part of the CIA. Glenn Carl joins us now, former CIA officer who was a top counterterrorism official during the George W. Bush administration, author of the upcoming book, The Interrogator. Glenn Carl, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's step into this story we actually heard some of the details about last week. But at least on two occasions, you believe, the Bush White House asked intelligence officials to gather information on a University of Michigan professor, last time I checked, Ann Arbor is within the borders of the United States, who was a vocal critic of the Iraq War. What happened here?
Well, I'd make one distinction, I think, that I think has been muddied a little bit in the way everything has been described so far, and that's the difference between collect information or provide.
Right.
The question that I learned about was, what do you people here in the intelligence community, in the National Intelligence Council and the CIA, know about Professor Juan Cole of a personal nature? It's a distinction, at least for me, with a significant, and an intelligence officer with a significant difference from saying, go out and find, do things to Professor Juan Cole. Nonetheless, it clearly is unacceptable, according to Executive Order 12333 and a number of others, for the CIA to have anything to say about an American citizen.
Now, have anything to say or dip into the CIA's pre-existing database on, you know, which must have a lot of cross-references with the Americans who work and live inside our borders. Listen to this response from a CIA spokesperson. We've thoroughly researched our records and any allegation that the CIA provided private or derogatory information on Professor Cole to anyone is simply wrong. Now, even they are making this distinction between what is provided and an actual investigation on the ground in Ann Arbor, which might have been sort of following Professor Cole around. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's fair to say an investigation following Cole around.
Right. I mean, they're denying that, and you haven't suggested that.
Yeah, the questions were, what do you, various individuals and parties, know of a personal nature about Professor Juan Cole? And the CIA statement, I would like to believe, is confirmation of the success I hope I had in the two instances of which I was aware, when there was an effort to collate, gather information that was known by various officers and not be passed. And it certainly, I would hope, would be true that the agency wouldn't share.
Right.
There may be a distinction, though, between the CIA and the Director of National Intelligence and individuals, but...
Well, I mean, you're talking about the interagency mess. I mean, maybe the CIA didn't do it. Maybe it was the Director of Central Intelligence. Maybe it's the Homeland Security Department. We're talking with Glenn Carl, a former Central Intelligence Agency officer. Let's split the hair even further. The Times broke this story last week, and they said that agency officials say that the White House did not ask for sensitive person information on Juan Cole. They dispute your account. But here's the scenario which even makes it murkier. Professor Cole was invited to CIA-sponsored conferences on the Middle East, right?
Yes.
They actually relied on his expertise at the agency to talk about, you know, what was going on in the Middle East. Is it possible that the White House might have said, who is this guy? Does he have a security clearance? And that would have triggered exactly the sort of breach, alleged breach, that you're talking about here.
Well, I think that's part of the nature of the inquiry from the White House, or the request, tasking, call it, characterize it as you want. They knew he was one of a wide range of experts of diverse views whom the intelligence community consults with as we try to understand the various issues in play overseas. And he was an outspoken and thorny critic of the administration. And I think they say, well, who is this guy? But I really shouldn't allow myself to engage in any speculation, just restrict myself to the facts as I live them, that the request came for any information about Professor Juan Cole, what does one know about him and a personal nature of any sort of derogatory information. But I would agree with the CIA. It is inconceivable to me that the White House would send in writing, or the CIA would ever respond in formally for a request for information about an American citizen with a view to discrediting him or undermining him.
We're speaking with Glenn Carl, who's a former CIA officer. So, Glenn, without forcing you to speculate, what are we to take from this, that the checks worked, that the checks kept all of the branches in balance, or is this is there at least some suspicion that there is some sort of meddling between the executive branch and the CIA?
Well, all of my colleagues at the time, just about, and certainly since this story has broken, have expressed absolute astonishment at the suggestion that this happened, and have flatly denied that anyone in the CIA had ever been party to it. I share the astonishment, the anger, and being flabbergasted.
So, Glenn Carl, you're talking about the culture of the CIA. So if the White House came to you and said, what do we know about this Hockenberry guy who's constantly ragging on the administration? He's coming to this conference at the White House. Everyone in the CIA would go, hey, you're off base.
Well, just about yes, but in this instance,
just about yes,
which is why I was flabbergasted. In these two instances, as I have described, the events played out differently, but the culture and the laws are quite clear for CIA officers and institution.
Well, Glenn, thanks so much. I mean, I have to say it's been fascinating talking to you about those insights. Glenn Carl, former CIA officer, top counterterrorism official during the George W. Bush administration. He's the author of the upcoming book, The Interrogator. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.